Myopic. There's too much to say and nothing to do after it's been said. Commotion kills my throat, starts like a heat wave, anticipated. That is a discomfort I frequent. Others form techniques that neatly construct and dispose of information. They define symbols that filter light, use three-letter examples, harming no one when they disappear. They do not strain in the depths, but grip the depths, then let it go. When I try to swallow what's core, it lodges between my teeth, swells my gums, overextends my jaw, until it malfunctions like the rest I covet, inadequately burning. It would be good to combust, be direct as ambition, cut an indispensable horizon from a deflated balloon. But I am free and I choose to fizzle. I choose these backwards repetitions, pressure that is purely exhale. I don't know how to point without pushing, how to relax vertically as a willow tree, or be like a park bench, offering considerable comfort to those who have walked too long. I find myself fixated first on detail, spending long sessions with my microscope, discovering blooming atoms, food crumbs, enthusiastic correlations of the tiny to the oversized. Then I find myself bleeding out their definitions, running to theaters where I can be stimulated by abstract reflection. I enter a clear understanding with half-closed eyes, willfully smudging lines, numbers, concise melodies. Others are sufficient, contented to observe elements moving, sometimes rotating, immune like strict realism is to crazed impressionistic form.